वेलकम टू एवरीवन एंड आई एम स्टिल विथ कबीर एज यू कैन सी यू नो सो फार आई हैवंट लास्ट माय एंथुजियाज्म यू नो सो यू नो आई थिंक आई डोंट नो हाउ लॉन्ग इट विल गो नो इट हैज बीन फ्यू इयर्स एंड स्टिल इज यू नो आई एम फुली ऑन with him so and since like for this retreat this will be the kind of last meeting you know so it's not last at all you know only for this retreat you know we will keep on meeting again and again and again and again and again so I'm feeling to read little bit and then have some space for question and answers like that. So first I'm going to read and That will be in Hindi, so please keep patience. Possible to listen that side? Okay. Otherwise, please come. You know. So today, Kabir is. Describing, saying, Harijan Hans Dasaliye Dole, Nirmal Naam Chuni Chuni Bole, Mukta Hal Liye Chonch Lubhave, Maun Rahe Ki Har Yas Gaave, Maan Sarovar Tat Ke Basi, Ram Charan Chit Ant Udasi, Kaga Kubud Nikat Nahi Aave, Pratidin Hansa Darshan Paave, नीर छीर का करे निबेरा कहें कबीर सोई जन मेरा कबीर डिस्क्राइबिंग I have to find gaps, so so he's describing. Actually, he's calling Harijan. Harijan means people who have experienced vastness, you know, and also. You know, I think trying to describe through computer language, you know, because so in computer, like say if you have bought a computer and none of the software is installed, you know, so probably if you make it on, you know, light will be there, but you cannot work it somehow. In order to make computer work, like first you have to install in some software. And Harijan means like a people. And if you like, it's deleting, like if you want to delete a software, that means deleting or something else. What is that called? Uninstalling or whatever the word. So Harijan means people who have uninstalled or deleted all software programs. And what is, like with computer, you know, because uninstalled like software system computer will be of no use. But uninstalled software, you know, system person is of great use. Like, you know, this is the difficult, you know, this is the difference. It's like a somehow, probably we can say, because it's no system. So if there is no system, I think miracle is the very close word to describe that. So probably this person, like, you know, acting, but with miracles, you know, without any system in. And if we know computer, like, because with computer what happens, that as soon as you push the button, you know, computer has to speak, you know, to answer you. Like, because system is answering. And when system answers, there is like a urge to answer. And when system is not there, there is no urge left to answer. So this is why Kabir is saying, like, Nirmal Naam Chuni Chuni Bole. You know, speaking becomes, because it's not coming through system. So somehow, like, so when I'm answering from my thinking, from my thoughts, so actually even when question is not finished, you know, my answer is ready, you know, my system makes answer. Like, you know, it doesn't have any connection with me, only with my stored knowledge. And here Kabir is saying that, like, actually miraculously words appear. It's not like like in a felt way, like words come. So chuni chuni means like, you know, very few words, not many words, and very few and very connected words come. And this state he is calling state of swan. Like, they always speak swan. No, I really don't know in reality if that is true or not.
Hansa.
Yeah, hansa. Because they say that swans, hansa, can, like, if you mix water and milk, he has quality to drink milk and leave water. Like, so, you know, I don't know, like, theoretically if that is true or not. But I know that with these people it's true, because like about swans, I don't know if that is true or not, but about people to whom Kabir is describing, you know, it's 100% true that somehow the words carry more than something, you know. It's not mere words, you know. It's, there is something behind the words. And that's why words come, you know, like, you know, it's not like a queue of words, you know. It's like one by one, like slowly. And then second line is Mukta hal liye chonch lubhave maun rahe ki hariyas gaave. And like words coming through mouth, they will have like pearl quality, you know, like very transparent. Like, there is no kind of like, we listen many times, you know, people speak, and like in speaking is like so good, but when we try to understand, you know, almost nothing is left, you know. It's like only words, words, words. And if we really try to feel if there is any essence, like many times, like people who know the art of speaking, they can really speak in a way that we get astonished, you know, like really astonished and high. And after, we are left with nothing, kind of like. After, like, actually, when we go home, you know, that is the real time, you know, like, then really, if we think, what was that about? And then we feel, you know, I don't see any about, you know, that was mere to kind of influence, you know, via the words. And here Kabir is saying, actually, like all words which will come, they will be very transparent, you know, there will be some essence and very few, and most of the time these people will be quiet, and whenever need for speaking will be, you know, also speaking will come. मान सरोवर तट के वासी रामचरण चित अंत उदासी. Also, like their home is by the bank of lake, you know, inner lake, and always always the current of aliveness is on, you know, like a, generally like when we look ourselves, you know, like many other currents, not the current of aliveness, we will find with us, you know, some other current, you know, like some, like many, you know, many times jealousy, many times, you know, like so many others, but not alignment. And Kabir is saying that those people always live in the bank of this vast lake, and always current of aliveness is on. Kaga kubud nikat nahi aave, pratidin hansa darshan paave. And you know, there is like this crow intellectual wisdom, like, you know, generally, like, we are very familiar with that, because whenever we go out, you know, is this like crow, you know, intellectual kind of like always try to, you know, speak, you know, as soon as, like, I find a time, you know, I will like to, like, it's everyone like that, that I will just like to speak for speaking, nothing else. I really don't see any other reason. So for that, Kabir is saying, like, kaga kubud nikat nahi aave, like, never this crow intellect is allowed. You know, speak, nothing else. It's never happened with these people. And every day, like, because home is by the bank of this lake, you know, this vast lake. So, of course, like, when you prepare your home by the sea, you see sea every day. So similarly, because these people are living there, so every day this vast lake is seen, vast lake of what is. And Kabir is saying that I really love those people because they have this quality that they can separate milk and water. Means like they can separate this crow intellect from wisdom, like wisdom and crow intellect will be seen, like, very easily. This is what Kabir is saying. So if anything about this, please, everyone is welcome to
So once again he's using the image of Ramchandra as life.
As the life, like. The question was, like, if Kabir is using the image of Ram as life, as aliveness, as this vast sea felt within us and then it spreads you know, then like allows everyone to swim in, kind of, you know, like starts, you know, like it feels like heart is very small. Actually, the physical heart is very small, but as soon as we reach this, yeah, it really, you know, like everyone is welcome to swim there, and still enough space always. So somehow that.
Milk and water?
He's talking about
milk and water.
Yeah, milk and, like, separating so milk and water.
This is two already.
Yeah, this is like, you know, the quality, qualitatively, when somebody can really know, like, you know, like when, say, when somebody is speaking from this in crow intellect, so if we can know that, what is essence there, you know, if there is any essence there, that quality he is referring, like water and milk, separating water and milk means if I can understand your intention, not through your words, but like, so this is what he means, like separating water and milk.
Mm-hmm. Is he referring to separating the intellect from wisdom? Is that what he means? Separating the intellectual understanding from the experience,
yeah.
The wisdom.
Yeah. Like, you know, actually, intellectual understanding, you know, he will not give any way.
Yeah.
Because he really knows what is intellect and how, you know, it's same like... It's like very fixed understanding. It's same as if you have a software program in computer and then you are acting. So that cannot go beyond that limit.
Well, you know,
mm-hmm.
I would say the last 24 hours, I mean, I had some good moments when I was here the last 10 days, but the last 24 hours, I've been feeling a little bit frustrated because I feel like I've been trying really hard the last 10 days to be focused and to just really focus on my breath, on my body, on everything, and I sort of reached a point I felt where all of a sudden I just
mm-hmm.
I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And I started feeling like I haven't had the experience. I haven't had this wisdom experience. I read a lot, I listen a lot, I try to understand, but I think, you know, most of it is on an intellectual level. And I don't have that experience.
Mm.
I haven't had that experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think like I've spent the last 24 hours sort of thinking, well, like, what am I doing? Like, what is this? Like,
mm-hmm.
what is this about? You
yeah.
know, am I'm craving for something that I don't even know what it is that I want,
mm-hmm.
what it is. And yet I have this craving for something, and yet it's craving, but it's like this empty, like this big...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is that I'm craving? I don't
mm-hmm.
even, you know, it's like... It, and it's left me feeling very kind of confused and disoriented, really.
But,
and this feeling comes up for me every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I'm trying, but what? For what? Like,
but like this,
know?
This confusion?
Yeah.
Is that intellectual or deeper than that?
It's deep. It's deep than that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's yeah. It's like I'm trying for something, but what?
No,
what
that I understand.
You know?
But you still keep on trying. My question is like...
Yeah, I usually do the last, but like I said, about 24 hours ago, I just was like, I hit a wall. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. I've been trying so much, but it was like I hit a wall. And every once in a while, I hit this wall. Not just here, but just in life.
Yeah.
And it's like... What am I doing? What is this about?
But it's still like, you know, this never really pulls you out. Like your understanding, like what you understood, like last 24 hours.
Yeah.
You know, what am I doing here? And still you will find yourself, you know, after a few days or...
I always come back.
Yeah,
always. So, I mean, I always do. But then, but when I hit this wall, which
is not pleasant.
Like, like I have the last, you know, on day 10, I'm one day 9. It's like, what is this about? You know,
You know, that's true. But like what I'm saying, that is still like, you know, you hit a wall. But it's still never this, like whatever is moving you, something moves you towards it, which you don't know at all.
Yeah.
But there is some craving, you said.
There's some what?
Craving, you know.
Yeah, there's a craving, but I don't know for what.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. So that's what I'm saying, like the, because the intellectual wants to know what.
Yeah.
And if it was only intellectual, you would have stopped it. But because craving is not intellectual, craving comes beyond you.
Yes.
Beyond your intellect.
Right. Yes.
So that's why, you know, it's, you know, in spite of you.
Right.
It
in
keeps.
In spite of me.
In spite of
here.
You. Yeah. No. And you will be, kind of.
Huh?
And you will be, I'm saying that. Not only this time, but also later.
Yes.
Like this craving is more than the intellect.
Yes. I guess. Yes. I guess so.
So probably, you know, this is what Kabir is describing, like when something like, which is not, intellect is not all, you know, this is what he's trying to say, you know, there is something deeper than the intellect.
But I don't understand.
Yeah, you know, that's true, that, you know, that I agree with, but that doesn't mean that is not. Like if I don't understand anything, that is not the criteria that there is nothing.
Yeah, it's just a frustration. I feel this,
sometimes, But also like, you know, 8 days, you know.
Huh?
8 days of this retreat, frustration was not there.
Well, part of those 8 days, frustration wasn't here.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, like I said, 24 hours ago, it just... It's like, there's the wall again. I mean, the wall shows up every once in a while. And there it was once again. So, you know, one of the other, Gemma was saying in one of her talks, you know, sometimes you just can't do it anymore. Sometimes you just need to take a break.
Yeah.
You just have to stop.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, I just have to stop.
Mm-hmm.
So what do I do? You know, wherever I went, there I was, you know.
Yeah.
I, you know, I couldn't get away.
Yeah. You know, that's very good. And now you are laughing at frustration, perhaps.
I guess. I'm making a joke of it, but it's...
you know, also laughing, you know, like, really, you know, that even shows on your face that you are really laughing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, your face is like, people can see that.
Yeah.
It's really changed.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kabir was saying, like, you know, these people, they live by the bank of river, you know, bank of this vast lake. So they see it, you know, all the time.
So it's just, there's a separation between, you're just looking at the lake, you're not actually in the lake.
This thing about the swan, the Hansa, right? Separating the milk from the water. I know Ramakrishna used to use this a lot. I had thought it had to do with discrimination of the essence from all the rubbish around it.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
And they say that the swan has a gland that curdles the milk and leaves the water behind. That's scientific.
Ah, scientifically. Okay.
Maybe it's true, I don't know, but that's
Yeah, okay.
I have a question about previous readings. Okay. You mentioned in maybe the first one about the whisperings of the heart. And then later on, you talked about the kind of hunches, right? Sensing, groping your way forward, sensing, yeah? So my question is, do these things come from what they call the inner guru? Is that the idea?
Yeah.
So that it's really in our best interest to cultivate this, because then we get a direct link to it. Is that right?
Yeah.
With regard to whisperings at the heart, when, after reading a lot of Dhamma books, inspiring thoughts, I seem to ask for something comes up, an experience, and I have a question, and all of a sudden an answer, the Dhamma answer is there. So how to tell if it's my answer or just secondhand?
Yeah, like when this will be second hand, like immediately, like you have to see your face in the mirror. Like as soon as answer has come. So testing is like if you see your face in mirror, and if it's like, you know, more alive, that means it has come from you. And if it is less alive, that means from the book. Yeah, question was?
Question
you. Okay, so the, like what I said, like when answer has come, immediately if you look your face in the mirror, and if face is like, you know, little kind of drunken, you know, little, you know, influence of some, you know, some acid, something. So, that means, you know, it's your heart is speaking. And if, you know, it's not there, then that means books are speaking.
Do you know about acid?
Because I think, you know, some friends, you know, they like, like, you know, I have their company, you know, so somehow. Sometimes they are high, so, you know.
Speaking of that, I know that some people use acid and ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca is?
It's a South American
plant.
Okay. And they regard it as a spiritual path. Mm-hmm. And they say they gain wisdom from it. Is that possible?
Yeah, you know, I think possible, but not. One has to be really very, very, very careful.
My own experience is that it's very difficult to tell truth from reality. Mm-hmm. I mean, from fiction, you know? It's like...
Yeah, like, you know, it's like little bit kind of like provoked, you know, because these, you know, acids, they really provoke.
Yeah.
So many times it's like, you know, if it is because of provocation, or, you know, if it is because of actually something is there. So it's really difficult. But I think, you know, some people are, you know, intelligent enough to use. So I'm not advising everyone. I'm not advising anyone, actually. But if somebody, you know, feels intelligent enough, you know.
What do you mean something is provoked?
Because of the effect of, you know, this drug,
yes,
like in our system,
yes,
things are provoked.
From the drug or from an internal experience?
No, from the drug, many times. So that's why, you know, it's like really, like, you know, if one is very, very careful and really knows that if this is experience or drug effect, then they are helpful. Of course, you know, that's why. Like, many people really, because of those. Okay. Yeah, so the, like, she's saying, like, if she would have not drug experiences, you know, she will not be here. So I'm saying, yes, you know, like, many people, you know, can be really very much interested for, you know, meditation, for these experiences. You know, because it's like really, maybe I really don't know enough, like, about drugs, you know. So that's why, kind of, you know, I'm, so that it's not harmful, you know. This is why I'm saying, you know, like, I'm not advising, because I really don't know enough. So if somebody knows, you know, then, you know, if somebody, you know, who knows, can tell me, then, you know, I will advise.
I'm still working on still
yeah.
There.
You know, because like many people can be on because of the experiences of the drug. Like they really seek, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just and then yeah, please.
I was just wondering how people like Kabir and Rumi and all of these people who didn't have, like, we've had so many influences, whether it be drugs or thousands of books and, you know, accounts of, you know, people's lives who've had experiences, on and on and on. How did these people get there? Inspiration. How did you even know it was possible? How was that mind state created where they could
Yeah, probably like these people, you know, they don't go on from the mind state. Like their beginning is not from the mind. Like what, you know, something happens to them and that takes over. So in spite of their mind, you know, because like this Kabir, you know, he doesn't know how to write, this man. He never went to school.
Oh, wow.
He didn't know how to write.
So he had a scribe that wrote for him? Mm? Did he have a scribe that wrote down his thoughts for him?
No, he was singing and then, you know, people were...
Singing.
Yeah, he was singing and people were writing. And now, I think, maybe, few years, maybe... almost 13, 14 years back, I was in Varanasi. And somebody was like, you know, doing PhD on him. So this man, I was talking to this man, and I asked him, but this man never went to school. And he said, I never thought of this, you know, because I'm making my PhD on him, and I never thought that, you know, he didn't go to school. So...
You know, I think, you know, we all live also in a very high technological society that there's just so many distractions and so many, you know, very busy world.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe back, you know, hundreds of years ago... The life was much quieter, and just people were just naturally more in tune with nature, and so the mind was much more still naturally.
Yeah,
so maybe
or maybe, you know, like maybe because like also even in those age, there were not many people, you know, like him, like even in that time. So means, you know, and even in modern age, there are people like him.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. Probably is just being on with something, you know, more, not the outer circumstances, because he doesn't have any outer circumstance, you know. He was like a weaver, you know, weaving clothes for others, and probably, you know, in his society, you know, nobody will be speaking about heart, you know, all these like simple things, you know. They will be speaking, you know, how did you weave your... Can you show me? These kind of talks.
Mm.
Nothing more than this.
When did he live and where?
Like near Varanasi
and
in 15th century.
15th century. Was he a Sufi? No.
No.
No, not Sufi.
Like because actually they don't belong to any.
Oh, okay.
Later people put them, you know, in some category.
Oh, okay.
But generally they don't belong to any.
Okay.
So it was like a moment of grace.
With the
grace. You know, or Ramana Maharshi, or all of these people. Why are some people blessed with this grace and others work and a whole lifetime and don't have that?
So I think, you know. Probably they also have worked and worked and worked. And this is how Because like you see, like, you know, Ramana, he just, you know, went on with the experience. He never looked back. Kind of like, many people these days say, you know, that, like, some people will come to me and ask, you know, if practice necessary. And I say, yes. And they say, but Ramana have not done. So I said, you don't see his life, you know, like 17 plus 7, kind of like 17 years sitting in a cave, not caring about mosquitoes, you know, like mosquitoes biting,
rats,
even rats biting. And if somebody brought food, he will eat. And like not caring about food, you know, like if anyone can do that much practice. So, like somehow he had this, probably I will say, drug experience, and he went on and on and on with it for many, many years.
He's quoted as saying, somebody said to him about initiations and sadhana, Bhagavan, you didn't take any initiations in this life. And he said, then I must have taken them in previous lives. He said,
No, no, it's like, this is very clear, like, you know, that it doesn't happen out of blue. You know, these things doesn't happen out of blue. They really have a connection. They really have a, you know, whether we know or not. That is another thing, you know. Many times, because like our seeing is limited, you know, to time, in time. So that's why.
Just the last question about Ramana. He maintained that from the state that had happened with him, that he could not come back. Why? What does it mean?
Yeah, because like what happened? I know there are like few kind of misunderstanding around him.
Okay.
Because the books say that he was enlightened at his home,
right,
like when he was 16.
Right.
But actually, as I see, he has this death very appropriate death experience, and he can see his body as well as his spirit very clearly. And that made him question, you know, what is, like, if I'm not the body, who am I? The question really came from the experience. If I'm not the body, who am I? And that made him to leave his home, come to Arunachala, sit 17, or how many, like more than 17 years, I'm sure, but I really don't know how many years, really to know very clearly that, like, this is the body and this is me. Very clearly, like 100, you know, like as we see from the, you know, open eyes.
Right.
That, you know, when he was able to see both, then he started, you know, advising people.
Right.
Before that, he...
That's right. And what...
Just one minute, yeah.
What, so when he said, you know, that there is no rebirth for him, I can't argue that, but what I don't understand is why. What happens that then rebirth is not possible?
Because it's like a, you know, like generally, you know, the mechanism works with the, like say, spirit and matter together. And when they are separated, so none of the natural laws will act upon. Yeah, just 1 minute and then, yeah, please.
I wanted to say to the question,
louder.
From the question whether, how you know whether it's a book that's speaking out of you or yourself. And I think when an answer is coming spontaneously from the inside, then the it's not really possible to divide whether it's yourself or a book or whatever, because even if you read it in a book, if you didn't touch something that was already there inside yourself, then you couldn't spontaneously have it just right popping up, I think.
Yeah, like, you know, it makes you high, actually. Like when question, when answer comes from you, it really makes you high, you know, like a kind of the drug. Like some info, like the whole body really feels alive, you know, not only, like the, you know, all cells will feel very alive. As soon as you touch this, you know, this is like so, you know, I think that's how I know drugs can be maybe like that, you know, so. Because it's so, it makes really so high that there is no question.
It's probably very possible that you also read it in a book. Because
that doesn't matter, you know.
Exactly,
because
that's what
I think. It doesn't matter. Yes, Judita ji, please. Thank you for your patience.
Mm-hmm. And I felt that this longing is also like this way, a trick, actually. I mean,
yeah.
That you get out of yourself to see yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah, yeah. Longing is also a trick. Yeah. To, you know, to be out of you, to see you.
Which is God.
Whatever, you know.
Yeah.
I will say Judita, you know, which is Judita. Mm-hmm. Yeah, please.
Sometimes I've had the experience of a felt presence that speaks to me, but in my mind, and but it's not me. What is that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the question. I'm repeating the question. Like, sometimes she experiences like some, you know, like really felt way, somebody speaking to her. So I'll say, your boyfriend, no. You know, I think, you know, there are many, many, like, many, many things which are not known, and they exist, and also they speak.
Because it's, see, like, it's not like I hear a voice.
No, it's very inner.
Yeah. But the wisdom is so much bigger than me.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's like your connections, I will say, like, you know, your past. And connections in the past,
uh-huh.
And you know, these people whom you have been connected,
okay.
Yeah. Kind of they really kind of, you know, their hands are always available. You know. Like, you know, this is the probably, you know, goodness of people like Kabir, you know, like him, that they never leave us alone. Like somehow they are available. Explain.
So from kind of swimming in this milk or sitting by the lake, like the whole world looks like enlightened. So it's not that there are non-enlightened beings. And the whole, like, there is only this one spirit, which is everything. And then still there, like, it's kind of, it's seen that everything is already enlightened. And then people come and report, like, I'm not, I hit a wall. And from this lake, it looks like it's not possible, for all is this one spirit, which is already enlightened. And in many teachings it said it's not one waking up to enlightenment, it's spirit waking up to itself. So I don't get this together in my mind, how is it possible, and everything is already awake, but they are seemingly separate individuals, which are reporting, like, I'm not. You understand the question?
Yeah. So the thing is, like, if I'm listening, you know, my mind, then I'm not listening you, like what you are saying. So it's like, because we have the possibility to be individual as well as to be the vast. So as long as we trust individual, and it's not only trust, you know, it's more than that, like within the cage of individuality, we don't hear what you say. But when this cage is somehow, that's why it takes, like, you know, practices, you know, banging heads, all these things, because this cage is strong. Like somehow we really import best steel when we have to, when we have to create the cage, like we really, you know, we advertise and best comp, like we always import from the best steel company to make the cage. And that's why, you know, it's many times we have to hit the wall and, you know, all these things. So maybe a few minutes silence and then